Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's Got It. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home. And who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade.
And now a shout out to our friends over at Golden Chick, because they still have this really cool community initiative going on that is focused on the community surrounding the local Golden Chick establishments. So what this is Golden Chick, first of all, is just always finding different ways to get involved in the community. That's very important to them. But right now they're targeting individual schools near the Golden Chick restaurant, supporting over 230 schools within this system-wide give back initiative. They're going to get 50 cents from every order of their new churro menu back to the surrounding schools in that area. And this is going on now through December 29th. So couple more weeks that you can get in on some churros and giving back to schools in your area, which obviously helps everybody, helps a lot of people. And then, of course, they still have their new lemon pepper wings. They have that spicy menu mainstay, the Wicked Wings. I still can't decide which one I like the most. I keep going back and forth. Last week, Emily, after our show, I went straight to Golden Chick.
Did you?
I was like, so hungry. Yeah.
And what did you go with?
What did I go with?
Yeah.
That time I got the Wicked Wings.
Did you eat 4 yeast rolls like me?
No, I didn't. But I ate Wicked Wings in my car.
Okay.
Just sat there chowing down.
Good protein.
It was so good. It was so good. Obviously, a lot of delicious things on the Golden Chick menu. Thank you to Golden Chick for being a wonderful partner of the Mom Game.
Yay. And welcome into the Coppola Studios for episode 248 of the Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. I got something to tell you, Julie.
What? You're pregnant.
Shit. My God. If that were the case, we would not be popping anything.
Really?
No, I don't have, you know this, we're not capable of that anymore.
That's true.
I got my shit cut out like as soon as Hattie was pulled out of my stomach.
While you're there.
Dead serious.
Really?
They cut out my fallopian tubes to prevent any future pregnancies.
Oh, same time.
Yes. Like, she was like, are you sure? My doctor, I was like, oh yeah, I'm sure. Get that shit out of there. Like, let's go.
So there was your baby and here's your fallopian tubes.
Yeah.
Cheers.
I knew that I didn't. I knew we were done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was 36. Like, it was time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, we've established, not emotionally or mentally capable of having more than 2 children.
Right.
But Mike went out of town for a couple of days.
Yay!
Woo!
It's party time.
So much partying.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's hilarious. And God bless. I mean, I love my husband very, very much. But we've talked about this.
You
had a week solo. Like,
yes.
There's just something about it's just, it's one less
you can
mouth to feed. It's one less person to clean up after. It's one less person asking you questions.
Yes.
So this is
you can just do whatever you want.
No, it's 2 nights.
You get alone time.
It's 2 nights. We went to a restaurant he doesn't like very much. So mm-hmm. The kids and I just went there last night. Like, so anyway, yeah, he's gone for a couple of days. I don't know exactly where he went. And yes, we're drinking Coppola on ice because we didn't have any chilled in our cute little fridge back there.
Uh-huh.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers to Mike being gone somewhere that
I
don't know where he is.
I just know that he got picked up and he was sitting on like the curb of our, like in front of our street, and he had a sleeping bag and a pillow and a bag.
Is he coming back?
I don't know. So I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Like somebody, he sent out an SOS.
He's
like just someone come
he's
get
going
me.
Hunting.
Okay.
But
he didn't pack a bag?
No, a bag, a sleeping bag, and a cooler full of the Lord knows what.
Right.
And a pillow.
Okay.
Right. But I mean, I don't know.
Men are so weird.
I don't know. It's somewhere hunting.
Okay. Well, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, have a great time. I got a text from this morning and he's like, it's colder than the Canadian tundra here. I was like, didn't you say it was like a 2.5 hour drive?
How far away did you go?
Not that far.
North?
It's a small town.
Okay.
I don't know what direction.
Well, north is, it gets colder.
Right. Oklahoma.
In theory.
He didn't go to
Oklahoma.
Right.
As you go north, it gets colder. As you go south, it gets warmer.
Yeah. It's very cold in Frisco.
Well, not that.
Allen. Whoa.
You gotta go a little farther than that to feel it.
Sherman Denison.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But he's, yeah. So for a couple of days. So
congrats.
Thank you. So last night we went out to eat at a restaurant he's not very fond of. And then I got home and poured a glass of wine and watched the Cowboys game and put my, schedule in our new skylight.
Oh yeah. I've seen you posting about that, girl.
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
Like for someone with OCD like me, I was like, oh.
So it shows up on the screen. So, and then does it also go to yours and his calendar?
So all the kids have a profile. Like all, I've got all their sports in. Hattie, Zazoo, and Cotillion after the first of the year. Like everything that basically is going to require a parental supervision or parents giving a ride, or if Mike's going to be out of town, or if I'm going to be out of town, or if there's an event. Like I won't put my work stuff in the skylight.
Yeah.
But anything outside of like school hours, that's like, okay, I need Mike to be on deck here because I have this event coming up and he needs to take care of the evening shit. So that it's basically just for the family stuff.
Okay.
So we like book out when we're out of town, when we have, you know, events that the other one needs to pick up slack. And then the kids get to put in there like their stuff. And then you put chores in there and then they get to check them off the list.
Oh.
And then like Miss Vicky gets, I showed Miss Vicky how to use it today because the kids are starting to put like, well, she has a list that we put in the drawer. And like if they want something specific from the store, like Hattie wanted pineapple. And so she put pineapple on the little skylight on the list section.
And wow.
So, I know. It's so, it's, and people are like, because one of my girlfriends is like, why don't you just do the shared calendar and iPhone? And I'm like, it's just totally different because I don't want everything in my work calendar, you know, that I'm doing from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to end up in the,
right.
They don't need all of that. It just becomes cluttered. This is just for like family stuff.
Yeah.
Kids games, kids practices, you know, when Mike and I have events at night. I mean, I don't need to know about his lunch meeting with, you know, Bart. Right. I don't need to know, you know, he doesn't need to know about when I'm shooting the mom game if it's,
yeah.
But now when it gets to summertime, or, well, and my kids can stay by themselves, but like, it's basically just when you need the other adult to know that like I'm yes. occupied these hours
yeah.
for this thing.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's funny because I saw you posting about it, and then like Kelly actually saw it at a friend's house. Like he had like a man like conversation about the skylight. Like
I thought it was like relatively new, but I had like 3 or 4 people comment. They're like, "You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. Best mm-hmm. purchase. You're gonna love it." So I'm excited.
Yeah.
So that's what I did on my wild and crazy solo night at home. Let the dogs like hang out with me for a long time, but it was just really so nice.
Nice, right? So yeah, Kelly was gone, I don't know.
For a week,
a Saturday through, or Monday through a Saturday. And so I'm still adjusting to.
And being back.
Yeah. And it was so funny because this morning we took the kids to school. We usually both drive with them.
Okay, that's cute.
Yeah, because I don't know, for so long, like.
You couldn't.
Neither of us were even home.
Yeah.
You know, when I was doing the morning show and he was traveling. And so now it's just kind of like a fun few minutes where we all can chit chat. And so we usually all go together. And then.
Which that's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
We've never done that. And yeah, I always remember thinking when I see people, I'm like, damn, they must really like each other.
Well, then it's like everyone disperses. It's like the only
right.
bit of time sure. that we're all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. We don't like each other that much.
You're all like holding hands.
No.
On your way to school.
No, but it is fun. And my job is like Kelly drives. He's the logistics guy. He gets us from point A to point B. And I am the motivator. I motivate the kids to be in the right frame of mind.
Okay.
When they walk out. And so now when I'm not in the car, I worry about it. I'm like, they're not going to have their positive
motivation.
They're just going to do that ride too. In the car and then get out.
When we used to do carpool and we had a thing that we would say.
I remember you told me one time.
Yes. And it was like, so cute. It was like, be kind, respectful, grateful, brave.
Yes.
Kind, respectful, grateful,
yes.
brave.
Yes.
Yes. That's
and
what we would
mine
say.
Mine is ABK, just always be kind.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Okay.
And then we added an E, some always be kind to everyone. And then Ryder, of course, we'll learn about the T.
ABKTE. Okay.
Yeah.
A back D.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So anyway, we do that. But then this morning I came back in and I just sat on the couch and wanted to chill for like just a minute. Like I never do that. We don't do that. Moms just don't do that. And I did have a little party last night. Wasn't like hungover or anything, but just like not.
I can tell.
Not
because
firing
you look
on.
Very demure today.
Oh, you think?
You, I mean, like your makeup is all like really pretty.
Oh,
and
well,
you have
thank you.
Festive holiday sweater.
So you think it's because I had the party?
I don't know. I just am. I can tell you're not hungover because
right.
Yeah,
I see.
You
I
look
see. Demure. I was like, wait, what?
No, I think it's a good thing.
It's like yeah,
very
it's
mindful.
Like, very mindful. It's like chill. I think demure. Like
okay.
Chill. Yeah, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. Party last night.
So not hungover, but like just not firing on all cylinders like at 7 or sure. 6 or whatever. I mean, I was up. But so I just wanted to sit on the couch. And like I'm used to him being gone. I can do whatever the F I want, right? And no judgment. And like he kind of walked in and I like under the blanket, I turned on the Christmas candles. I was in our Christmas room and I was just like having a moment, like just chilling.
Okay.
And enjoying minding my own business. And he walked in. He's like, "What are you doing?" Like, don't judge me for sitting down.
I know.
For like 5 minutes.
I know.
I don't ever sit down. It's like, because you just go right into everything, you know? So it was funny. That was my reminder, like, oh, yeah, you're not alone anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Making breakfast, then making the lunches.
Yes.
Do you do that before, or the night before?
Well, my kids are buying mostly.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mine are out of that phase. Mm. We went through a beautiful, glorious phase where they bought all the time at school.
Yeah.
And now they're not. And I think it's from years of like mom guilt when I traveled so much and I wasn't there or whatever, that I kind of enjoy the whole routine of getting everything. I mean, I work out first thing and then I go in and I hit breakfast for Hattie and her lunch. And then she goes to school and then I get Henry's breakfast and his lunch. But we've been trying to like do healthier stuff, like making stuff like rice and chicken and putting these the little thermos or something. Because I feel like it's important, especially for him, because he's like,
yeah, he's working out a lot,
sporting so much, and
the thermoses like are pretty good, clutch.
Yes,
I did
they really
send
are.
Anna in a with a thermos today.
I feel like I need a bigger thermos, but then it's like too big. You can't get it too big.
Well, I fear that it explodes in the lunchbox. Like I don't think
I don't ever fear that.
You don't?
No, no. But the only bad thing about the thermos is like if they don't eat all of it and you open that shit up the next morning and you forget to do it at night.
Yeah,
it smells so bad.
Oh, gross.
Because we're working with like rice, broccoli, and chicken.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Thermoses are pretty cool, though.
They are cool.
Donovan and I one time, like, on the radio, talked about thermoses for like 10 minutes. Just the fact that you can.
They're really cool.
Warm things up.
Or you can cool them down.
Like, it's pretty magical.
You're like a chameleon.
Yes, they are.
You're the chameleon of food storage.
They really are.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a good thermos.
Everybody needs a good thermos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
Okay. Holiday. How are we? I mean, obviously you are in the Christmas spirit.
I wore this last night too.
You did?
And I did, well, cause I bought it, to wear on the show. Cause I wanted, I don't know. So we talked about this last night a little bit with some of the moms, like, cause I feel like you want one or two like cute holiday things, but you don't want to like spend a ton cause you're wearing it for a month. So I'm trying to normalize just wearing the same holiday thing like
over and over again,
And I'm on day two of two. And then I also had the idea last night that we're going to try to do is like a mom holiday sweatshirt / sweater, whatever, exchange. So at the end of the Christmas season or the beginning of the next one, whatever works best, you exchange, you take your shirt that you bought, like your $50 or whatever.
Okay.
And you pass it on to somebody else so that the next year you're not wearing all the same and
stuff.
All your Christmas clothes. Because you're going to be like an 80-year-old woman looking back at pictures like, why did I only wear that same shirt all the time?
Yeah. I can honestly tell you, I don't own one thing.
Well, that's not shocking. Because I almost texted you this morning. I was like, I'm wearing my Christmas sweater.
Wear a holiday sweater.
And I was like, ah, fuck it. Yeah. Like,
zero chance she has a Christmas sweater. I do have a Thanksgiving t-shirt that says gobble gobble that I wear every year.
I saw that in your video.
One day a year. Yeah. One day a year.
I was proud of you.
I wear it. I spice it up with the bottoms. Sometimes I'll go white jeans. I went leather pants this year.
Oh, nice.
But I feel like I should probably, like, it's been 2 or 3 years that I've worn the gobble gobble. I should probably mix in another Thanksgiving.
You need a Christmas shirt?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Because I've got one.
I bet you do.
I've got a few.
Yeah.
I've got one with, like, a big cat, and it says, like,
oh, my God.
More presents.
It's jarring. Let me just tell you, if I wore a cat Christmas sweater, my girlfriends would be like, what kind of
fucking... I think it's like meowery Christmas. I'm trying to remember what it says on it, but it's like a big cat. And then it's like, more presents, please. And the cat's holding
There's so much going on in this sweater.
Now, I'm going to bring it for you.
Now I kind of want it.
Yeah. I kind of want you to wear it next week.
Please.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it. Meowy
Christmas. And I put it in my Christmas, like, holiday box. So I know I'm not going to lose it.
Right.
So every year.
Well, heaven forbid.
I'm like, all right, it's cat shirt time. I whip it out with my manger scene.
Oh, my God. Yeah, please bring it.
Okay. I'll bring it. You borrow it.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know. I'll borrow it. I just need to lay visual, like, eyes on it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll bring it next week.
Okay, so yeah, how are we? I feel like this is like the generic mom conversation. Are you ready for Christmas?
My gosh, I was laughing so hard.
How are you doing on your shopping?
Yeah. I was laughing so hard. I did a tennis drill yesterday, and there's some ladies on the court over that were like older, like probably 50s, 60s, and looked like they weren't like really friends, but they just play tennis together, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
And I heard one of them be like,
small talk.
Yeah, I heard one of them say, are you ready for Christmas? And like, no one even answered.
like so
you know, like when you just don't even want to do it, but someone asks you, so you're like, yeah, I'm fucking ready for Christmas.
So I have a standard line. Do you have, are you ready for school to start? Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Are you ready? Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, ready or not, here it comes.
And then you walk away.
Yep. And then I'm like, standard response.
Yeah.
There it is.
So I will either do like one word or like a monologue.
You just go into, well, you see, I was going to get this thing for Anna, but they were sold out. So then I was like, oh, my gosh, I got it.
And just like see how long you can keep them there. And they're like, fuck, I was just trying to make small talk. I'm stuck.
Ready or not, here it comes. It's such a generic throwaway response.
Ready I'm writing that down. I think that should be our title.
Ready or not, here it comes. That's a good idea.
I love it. I love it. So elf talk. We probably need a little elf talk because.
Okay, I do want to know how you're doing, and this is this comes from a place of love.
Oh no! What? What are you?
How are you
me
doing
now?
on your Christmas shopping? Are you? Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a list?
I have started a shared note.
Okay.
Of the things that I've purchased.
Okay.
Yes. So sometimes I just buy shit and I have no idea what I even bought. And then it starts coming in boxes and
I put it
in a clump. And then Christmas comes around and I realize, like, okay, I have 27 things for Anna and 2 things for Ryder, like, or whatever.
The list
is
much.
I have it on a list. Yeah.
You could put that little green check mark when you get something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my list right now is just purchased.
Okay.
So I don't even need a check mark.
But see, then you could make it a versatile list and do the check marks by the stuff that you've purchased and then the ideas that you have that you haven't yet got, no check mark.
That helps because I do have some ideas and I didn't know where to put them.
You need to put them in that note.
I don't want to create another list.
I know. There's too many notes, too many lists. Let's go one list.
Yeah.
Check marks on stuff that you've got. You could even double check once it's arrived.
Ooh.
And you've wrapped it.
Triple check. Arrived and wrapped double. That'll inspire me to wrap it.
There you go.
Instead of just waiting, because you know how I roll sometimes.
Yeah.
The last possible moment to do things.
But now you have that. You have
wrapping
that,
falls into that category.
You have that saran wrap stuff that you can just put that over everything. Mm-hmm. We'll have to discuss that a little bit later.
Yeah, we will. No, I feel like I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
I, for whatever reason, end up shopping like at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m., like when I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I just start buying. I'm like, this is a good window of time where I can just knock some stuff out.
Doing
a lot of ordering.
Yeah.
but yeah. The big thing is, this is a whole nother conversation, but to Xbox or not to Xbox? That's the question.
I think you should.
Really?
Yeah. And because I think, honestly, it'll be, I think Anna will end up enjoying it too. Like Hattie started playing Fortnite.
Oh.
And I don't know what we have. I don't know what gaming system. But honestly.
Do you have to manage their time and all that, or are they pretty responsible?
No, they're pretty responsible. They don't have a lot of time between school and sports. And as crazy as it sounds, I'd rather them be playing, because what happens is they play Fortnite and they play it with their friends. So they all get on a group call and they're all just, you know, and to me, in this day and age, I know it, and they still try, they still play with their friends outside people and in person, I promise. But like, I would much rather them, instead of like looking at their phone or even watching a show on TV or whatever, let's
interact,
play a game and clown on your friends and y'all give each other the business. And please don't send me to parenting classes. I know. I mean, but that's the way
everyone's playing Fortnite.
It's worked so far for our family. It hasn't been like a huge, like, oh my gosh, she's stuck in there again playing, won't get off the game. Or, I mean, fun thing for them to do. And
right. And if I had this conversation with a friend the other night, because Ryder is just not, he doesn't handle it well. Like, that's why it's a big decision.
Like, losing competitiveness.
Turning it off when we ask. Like, you ask him to turn it off and he doesn't. And
but here's the deal.
Like, you're the worst person in the world.
Okay. I mean, but it could be a good teacher for boundaries and like privileges. And this is the amount of time that you have. And
right. We would definitely have to have a good routine with it.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, at least in our area, and this is a big conversation for a lot of people, is video games and how often when a lot of people are saying no weekdays.
Yeah.
Just because it obviously distracts from a lot of things you need to be doing with school.
100%.
So if we do it, I think we do that rule. But there's certain games, and this is actually an interesting topic that we could delve into further. I would love to have a guest come on and talk about this. But a couple of the games send him in a bad place mentally. And I've like Googled them because I'm like, what is with this game? Because when we ask him to turn it off, he is not the same person. He's like a whole jerk.
Okay. Well, if this
he
is
has
happening,
the gambling
then,
gene.
Okay.
And then, these games trigger the same as gambling.
Then I take back what I said.
Yeah. But this is why we might still get it. Because on Xbox, you can do sports stuff. And like the sports stuff, no problem.
Oh, gosh. Like MLB The Show. Yes. Henry loves it. Yes. And like FIFA apparently is huge.
Yes. And there's something called the franchise where you can like put together.
Oh, it's so cool.
You know it?
And then they had this whole thing that I got for Henry that was like a, where you got like an education like on the Negro Leagues.
Oh, cool.
And you built like this cool
team
based on who you unlocked. You had to play for a certain amount of time with learn about these Negro League players.
Yeah.
It was really, really
so
cool.
So that stuff Ryder's so into.
Well, so, okay.
But the bad games are on the iPad. So it's not an Xbox thing.
Okay. Well,
Fortnite's a problem for him. So he wouldn't be allowed.
This is a great conversation.
It is.
So here's the deal. Bottom line is, you know your kid.
Yeah.
Right? So you know your kid better than anyone.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you're not just like, I mean, he wants an Xbox. We're getting him an Xbox. Like that you're being thoughtful about it. You're being intentional about it. And F everyone else, including me, on what they say and their opinions. You do what's best for y'all. Yeah. But it can be, and I hate to say that, like it can be, you know, this is a reward for this. This is a reward. You get to play this game for an hour. And these are the games that you can play. And these are the games that we're going to get. And that's it. And then if you show that you can handle this responsibility, then maybe we'll consider adding more time or adding more games or whatever.
Yeah.
Go slow with it.
And he does well with structure and like trying to reach a goal, you know. So I think he would handle that okay. One thing I thought too is because they are expensive. They're like more than I would spend on him, $400.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like I usually would, ours is like 200-ish a kid. It usually ends up being. So one thing I thought about too, because he's had a poor behavior week this week.
Yeah.
Very poor. And that's a whole nother thing that's been a whole thing.
Okay.
But I don't want to just be like, here you go, is this big giant present, even though you've been a little a-hole. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, and he's even said a couple times, like, Santa brings me whatever I want, even if I'm bad.
Mm.
So I don't want to just, anyway, but Christmas is the only time we would do it. It's really the only thing he wants, and he wants it so badly. So an idea I had is to give him like $200 gift card to Best Buy and then tell him the amount that the Xbox is going to cost and how he could earn it and like help him, whether it's chores or like good behavior.
That's a great idea.
And then since it's a gift card, like this is what it's for. You can't go buy something else, like, because I know how bad you want this, but we're going to give you like half of it basically.
Right.
And then you earn the rest with
okay, could you start that incentive program now and see if he could earn it?
Oh, yeah. And then by Christmas, have it. That's a good idea, yeah, too, because I need something right now. He's struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, oh, okay, so in fairness, I feel like a lot of kids are struggling right now.
Yeah.
They can smell the Christmas break.
Yeah.
They've been in school since whenever. Then they come off Thanksgiving break, and that was so cool and fun. And now we've got like this 3-week period where we've got to go back to school, do a bunch of shit, a lot of midterms. I think my kids, Henry's taking for the first time.
Sounds so old.
So, I know, dude. I'm not okay. Things are happening that I'm just not okay with. Like, it's just getting big and
puberty.
Puberty's definitely happening, and we can't talk about it much. Well, nobody listens to the show. This cannot go on social media. It cannot be talked about. But yes, puberty stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like he's almost as tall as me. Like, and have I told you the underarm story?
No, I don't think so, but I need to hear
my poor child. So one day he was like laying in his bed. This was months ago. And he was like laying in his bed with his arms back behind, or his hands back behind his head. And I looked and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. There's hair. There's hair in it. And I was like, and we have a good enough relationship, or like everyone has a good relationship. We have a very comfortable, like we talk about shit.
Yeah.
Because basically I force it on him.
Yeah.
So I was like, Bubba, do you have hair on your arms? I was like, Mom, oh my God,
you're
stop.
So embarrassed.
And so now like I'm always trying to like see like, oh my gosh, how many are there now? How many are there now? Because there was just like a few then.
Right.
And then every time I get close, then I'm like, can I? And then so creepy, but I'm like, can I just see your underarms? And he's like, Mom, you're so weird. What are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just trying to gauge this. I need to mentally prepare myself for what's about to happen in my life and in your life. And anyway, so it's definitely happening. I mean, there are kids in his grade that have absolutely gone through it already.
And he's what grade again?
7.
Remind everybody.
But when you look at like, because when we go to his basketball games, it's like the 7th grade team and then the 8th grade team plays after. And you see the 7th grade boys and then you see the 8th grade boys and you're like, holy shit.
And then there's men playing.
What happened in the last 12 months to you boys? Like,
okay, so that's about the
hot spot. So I feel like there's a...
That's the danger zone.
That's kind of like the median probably... time period for these boys to kind of experience that rapid growth spurt and change and all that. And I think some of them will be later, obviously, and some of them were earlier. But I think that for the big bulk of them, that from 7th to 8th grade is like a really big transition. So I don't know. It's just
the girls around that time too.
Huh?
Are the girls around that time too?
I think the girls are earlier.
Earlier.
I think the girls are earlier.
So they're all like matured. They've
I mean, like,
and the boys haven't.
Hattie's showing a few signs already.
Really?
Which shocks me because I was so late. I was such a late bloomer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I was 15.
Yeah, that is late.
When I started.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe, I wasn't 16. I think I was 15. And I remember I told you I wanted it to happen so bad.
Yeah.
Sounds like the only one.
Yeah.
With my mosquitoes and my dishpan ass, and I just didn't have a lot.
Little Emily
didn't have a lot working for me, Julie. Bless. Anyway, I don't know where we started on this,
boys.
But Xbox boys. Okay, but I think you've got a good plan in place. But I would, if I were you, I would see if you can
flip it.
See if you can, Kelly. If you and Kelly can come up with a plan, like, and have it like on a poster board, or you know, these are the things you can do.
To earn
this.
Yeah.
And that, you know, Mommy and Daddy really want to get this for you, but it's very expensive. But here's the deal. We're willing to help you, but you have to earn some
of
this.
I think he would. Honestly, he wants it so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've been dangling that. And, you know, I know we have elves on here, but he's watching, you know, to tell Santa about the Xbox and how his behavior has been. And Buddy had to give him a warning note.
Ooh.
And, It was just a warning that you might be on the naughty list, but Ryder interpreted it as, I'm on the naughty list, and like flipped out. It was the adverse effect that Buddy wanted it to have.
Right.
Because then he was mad at Buddy and like wanted to throw Buddy and like, Buddy, because that's what Ryder does when he hears something he doesn't want to hear or something that's negative about himself, which this was, he goes to like from 0 to 100, like you're the worst person ever. He hasn't started saying I hate you yet, but like he will. And so he did that to Buddy. I'm like, don't do. I think it's just a warning.
Yeah.
I think it was just a little heads up.
Yeah.
to ABK.
Right. Yeah.
So anyways, he's going through a lot right now. But I did wonder if it's the, because he's nine, if it's the beginning of something chemically.
Because I feel like that's definitely a age range where they, the acting out and the.
Well, what is different right now is.
Is he third or fourth?
He's third.
Yeah.
And he's an older in the grade.
Yep.
But he shoved one of his friends. Like, I was watching. It was all rooted around a four-square game. He shoved one of his friends and, like, was going after him because he thought the ball hit him in the head on purpose. Like,
yeah.
He thought his friend. And so he told me afterwards, once he calmed down and we talked about it, he was like, I was so shocked from the ball hitting me in the head. I went nuts.
Yeah.
And he did that the other day to Anna. Anna accidentally whacked him and his nose started bleeding. And he immediately started screaming at the top, like, so mad at her. Like,
yeah.
So there's something that.
Chemically is going on.
So
hormonally.
Yes. And so I do have like calls out to multiple. We're ready like at this point for a full on neurological exam like with him because ever since there's just various things. And I'm like, he's just got to have it all checked out while he's young. So then we can have like a plan.
Has he done child therapy? Like
he did. Yeah.
OK.
And then when we lost jobs slash insurance, it was going to be 150 each week. And it was just like, we can't do that right now. But he's getting definitely getting back on that because it did slowly but surely. I think it was
Henry
working.
Went through Henry and Ryder's anxious anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So Henry was and he there was times when absolutely he would snap and act out. And I feel like that's been curbed. He doesn't see the therapist anymore. He did for a while. And he used to ask, can I go see Dr. Jones? And I'd be like, absolutely. And we kind of did it on as needed basis after, you know, a while of doing it consistently. But I think he matured.
Yeah.
And so I think
maybe
that
settling into his.
Absolutely. And I think the therapy helped accelerate that process of him settling into himself and maturing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I like highly recommend therapists for all the people. All the things.
We're all going to get it. I've been working hard on a new insurance situation for January. Yeah. And so I'm like, it's got to have that for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody in our family. Anna's even like, can I go see an emotions doctor?
Yeah.
Which I love that she asked me that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah.
Well, and I remember when Henry, I think we talked about it on here when he first started, I was like worried, like, if I picked him up from school for an appointment, would he be embarrassed and not want to tell anybody? Yeah. He was like, I'm going to see my therapist today. And, you know, he had no problem with it, which I love because I'm like, yeah, I mean, we can, you know, normalize asking for help and wanting help and seeking help and all that kind of stuff, processing our emotions. And, you know, so, yeah, well, I think if you and Kelly can come up with a plan, like an incentive plan, see how that goes.
Yeah.
Give him the chance, give him the opportunity.
That's a good
idea
to
earn it. But then at the same time, if he doesn't, you're going to have to put your foot down.
Right.
Like if he's spouting off, well, Santa brings me whatever I want, regardless of if I'm good or bad, at some point you've got to be like, yeah, it's not the way this shit works.
Right. Good. Well, he's one of the moms I've talked to and know and I'm friends with. He's one of three kids without an Xbox. Like everybody has it. And so to your point about the Fortnite and the talking, he's also left out
of those things.
So anyway, but yes, because I've held on for so long.
Yeah.
So, and it's sad because he's only nine. But
yeah.
I feel like now he's one of the last ones. And if we can keep it to the sports and using his, because he's like a future general manager, I think.
Yeah.
Like that's what he loves. So I think it'd be fun.
Well, I'm anxious to hear what y'all decide.
Yeah.
I think that's a good
well, thank
little
you for
plan.
The advice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't do much, but.
Yeah. No, you did. But it's a big thing with.
It is.
The video game thing.
It is. Okay. Speaking of right fast, because I want to talk about it. Because we talked about it last week, that we're going to talk about it this week. Obviously, your kids are still all in on Santa and the elves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I cannot figure, and this is, Hattie is such a little bitch. I cannot figure out if Hattie is blowing smoke up my, you know what, or if she's for real. So I just assume she knew that the elves were not real.
Oh, why?
Because she would say, here's the deal. Hattie wants a cool elf scene so she can take a picture and send her friends or tell her friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not because she believes in these fucking elves.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was even as recently as last year, we were doing stuff with them. And then I was like, you know what? I started noticing that like she would maneuver the elves to make them look cooler than I had actually done. Oh. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Right. She's just a decorator.
So Henry would move them sometimes last year. And so we're getting Christmas stuff down. She's talking about the elves. And I'm like, well, didn't we send those broken elves off? They were injured. And, you know, because we had a Barbie and two elves, and the dogs had gotten a hold of the Barbie and the elves. It was like they were all mangled. And
oh, no.
Anyway, so we have one like surviving elf. And so she was like, then she'll say stuff like, God, I really hope my elves do really cool stuff this year. And I'm like, really? Really?
Uh-huh.
You don't believe in these elves.
But she's...
Hats, come on, man. She was like, literally just like this. What is my entire childhood a lie? And I was like, dude, stop it. Listen, you little master manipulator. Yeah. I don't believe for one second that you're all in on these elves. And so we've gotten one down, and like I put it in the plant, and then I put it on the chandelier, and then I put it on the deer on our dining room table. Like I've moved it like twice. Another day she came in and was like, why has our elf only moved once? And I was like, I don't know.
Tired. Talk to the elf.
So tired.
Yeah. Talk to the elf about it.
Don't talk to the lady who ruined your entire or told you your childhood was a lie.
Okay.
So, Santa, though? So I can't figure out Santa either. Obviously, Henry's beyond it. So he's just kind of going along. But I think definitely that there's still some Santa there. But she's also, Hattie is so skeptical about everything. And she asked 25 million questions. I guarantee you she's probably Googled, is Santa Claus real?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll still do the whole thing. Like, I feel like Santa's a double-edged sword because it's like, it's great because we don't wrap Santa presents.
Yeah. I grew up that way, but Kelly does wrap.
So we don't wrap Santa presents. Yeah. I'm like, sweet, don't have to wrap this.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, why is Santa getting credit for all the money and thought I've put into these gifts? I'm kind of over Santa getting all the love this holiday season.
But then, like, I guess you have a light bulb. They have a light bulb moment once they finally
realize. Then they're like, oh, wow.
My mom's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Like, she's been behind all of this and all of those feelings.
All those years. Okay.
And those Christmas magic feelings, right?
Like, okay.
That's what it's about.
Yes. No, you're right. And good for you for bringing up that point. That does change things.
Yeah, whether they say it or not.
Gives me a different perspective. But they're going to be like, oh, well, shit, that means when I was four, she was doing this shit.
That means my mom was...
My parents, yes.
Freaking amazing.
Yes.
She's Santa? Like,
You know? And dad, too. Dad's Santa.
And dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll leave a couple of... But it's hard, too, the older the kids get. Like, we got her... we went to Jared Sandler's charity event. Kinder Scott, our friends at Kinder Scott, had a booth there. And we hadn't, so I have a big present for Henry. I cannot talk about it because it's huge surprise. You know what it is. I will reveal it after Christmas. But Hattie, we just didn't have a whole lot. She didn't have all she wants. I mean, you saw her PowerPoint.
Yes.
Her CapCut video. She like wants free people and Lululemon and, you know, gift cards. And it's like, don't even try to pick shit out for her because it's pointless. So we've reached the age where it's like, here's some gift cards.
I was like not very excited.
No, but so we were at the Sandler event and Kendra Scott had a booth and Mike came up to me and he's like, hey, honey, they have these cute little advent calendars. Kendra Scott does.
Oh, with jewelry in them?
Jewelry. Yes.
I think I saw those.
It's the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's adorable.
Aww.
So we got it and we gave it to her. And she's had like two for two so far, like this cute little necklace. I think one that you have similar to, and then these darling little dainty, like rhinestone hoops. She wore them today. She opened,
for her age, especially
it was, it's perfect. And then I told her like, if you get something in there you don't like, you can give it to a friend for Christmas. Like, I mean, that's 12 different things. So it's so far, that's been a big hit, but so much of her stuff, like I got her a sweatshirt very similar to that. That's like green and it has ornaments on it. And, you know, she wanted that because she wanted to wear for Christmas. And we're getting her, she gets her nails done for Christmas. So there's not a lot, like it's a lot to spend. But then, what about Christmas Day? She's got to have stuff.
Right.
You know?
And she doesn't have like a big thing that she wants that you could plop.
So this is what I'm doing for her is I'm going to do, and I don't think any of her friends, none of her friends are listening or just won't go on social. Anyway, I always worry because Henry's friends actually follow.
Thank you. Thanks for the engagement.
Media, which is kind of terrifying. So, you know, she like experience. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give her a menu and like being like basically
pick one.
You can do dinner and hotel stay in Dallas. You can take, you know, two friends, or we can do, you know, Stockyards. Yeah. Or we could do a nail day and lunch with your friends. And
that's a good idea.
Sleepover. Yeah. Like three different options to where like choose one, we'll pick the date, and then you can go.
That can be from Santa?
Six Flags. No, no.
Okay.
Santa will give her some socks.
Okay.
Something. So
yeah.
Anyway, so that's kind of what we're doing because Henry's is an experience. So, and actually she knows about Henry's.
Oh,
and she hasn't told.
Oh, good for her.
Which I told her if she told, she would get zero gifts for
Christmas. Right.
So that's just
she won't mess with that. Hopefully,
nothing like a threat.
Right.
Yeah. So,
My other tidbit on the elves, though.
Please do.
They have pets now. Yeah.
Okay. This is the biggest money grab ever.
Yeah. This has been a thing on a text.
The elves
thread with my mom.
I don't think that these. The people who created the elves had the intention, or maybe they did, and they were just fucking brilliant. But then the elf kits, and now the elf accessories, and then
the elf, like the actual elf on the shelf brand or whatever, has actual pets that go with the elf now. And so now, and I told some of my friends on like a text this morning because some of the kids now, apparently with the pets, you can touch them and they go to school with you. So if you have an elf pet at school, like you're
cool.
And I think they're bragging about it or whatever. And then the ones that don't have the elf pet feel sad and they go tell their parents that why didn't my elf bring me a pet? You know, the elf must not like me as much as so-and-so's elf likes her. So it's like this whole thing. So we've like been trying to help each other come up with like ways to avoid, because I'm not buying a fucking elf pet. Like
I put my foot down on elf pets.
Like my elf has the whole scene this every night. Cause I have this was gifted a kit, which is amazing, from Your Best Elf. And so every night it's just built in. The elf is doing something cool. Last night it said like nacho average elf and had a mustache and like you put some chips and salsa out.
I think that's what Hattie has always wanted. Maybe like when she's in eighth grade, I'll be like, hey, I got one of those elf kids. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But the pet thing, it's like, come on. So now it's a whole deal. Who has an elf pet and who doesn't? And Anna wrote a buddy a note asking for a pet. Like, can I please have a pet? And I found this like random little squishy dinosaur thing that she had that she'd already kind of pulled out thinking the elf might want to play with it.
Yeah.
So I moved him and I put the dinosaur next to him, showing that like, you were right. I do love that pet.
Thank you.
And she looked at it and she's just like, this is not the elf pet. Like this isn't.
She should say this is our elf's pet.
I was like, buddy must want that one.
Yes.
But it's a whole thing now. Elf pets. Thank you, elf on the shelf.
Okay.
Crazy.
Okay. We need to get in some sports courts.
Okay.
Brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care. Are you tired of wearing glasses? Well, I was, which is why I got custom lens replacement from Tylock George Eye Care. It is one of many life-changing options from those trusted ophthalmologists at Tylock George. You can see your world clearly from long distance and up close. That means no more readers, no more contacts, no more bifocals. Custom lens replacement is a life-changing experience, has been for me. They have financing options. It's, you know, listen, it's long-term. This shit's going to last forever. So it's not exactly super cheap. It's not like you can get an Xbox price for it, but definitely worth it. And they offer financing, interest-free financing, as a matter of fact, with approved credit. If you've got questions about your options, Julie got the LASIK, I got the custom lens replacement, all you have to do is give them a call, visit their website, tylockgeorge.com/TMG. That's our special code. You get a special discount. The consultation is free. All you have to do is mention the Mom Game, tell them you heard about it from us, ask them what your options are, and let them tell you what to do so you can see your world clearly without the help of contacts, glasses, or any of that business. So once again, the exclusive code, tylock.com/TMG. And if you call, tell them the Mom Game sent you.
It's the best.
It is the best. Okay, so Cowboys played on Monday Night Football, played the Bengals. It was a good game. And then they farted and fell down.
Yeah.
God bless. Like, it's like so Cowboys that they would – block a punt, and it would end up being a negative thing at the end of the game.
And then they went and touched it.
I know.
And then they had to give the ball back to Cincinnati, whereas it could have been their ball with a couple of minutes,
2 minutes
left. 2 minute drill,
perhaps
you win.
But they keep they're so banged up. Like Zach Martin done for the year, and then freaking DeMarvian Overshawn was like the bright spot of like this entire season, the brightest spot. He's like apparently did his leg fall off, because it sounds terrible. like his injury sounds awful, but like they're like this shit's gonna be bad.
He's gotta have knee surgery.
Yeah.
And his right after he was drafted, he got hurt.
Yes.
You know, so he missed his whole like rookie season.
I know.
Because of that. So everyone was super excited to see. At least they know what they have at this point with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like one thing after another.
But then you wonder if he's going to be the same when he comes back from injury.
Right.
People have said the same thing about Dak since his injury. Like,
that so shit's not. Season's over in the foreseeable future.
Yeah. I mean,
so his leg was rolled on by an offensive lineman in the fourth quarter. It's a shame. Everything that they're going through this season, and then also like a big win like that at home on Monday Night Football could have done a lot for them. Like could have done a lot for everybody's morale, like for the organization, for fans, and then you go and you lose it in that way. And it's the worst possible outcome because it's just dumb, right? It's just a dumb thing. I don't know if you saw Micah Parsons afterwards, like flipping out, which you can't blame him, but he's just
he's emotional
with his emotions. Yeah. But like, gosh, how terrible must that OA or whatever?
I can't say
How terrible must he feel?
Well, but here's the deal. And I know, I'm sure he does. It's just like instinct. Like, it's like, but now people are like, we didn't have the punt block on. I'm like, if you can block a punt, you block a punt, right? Like, am I a dumb football girl? Which we'll talk about that. I do have something to mention about dumb football girls. If you have a chance to block a punt, you block a punt.
Yeah.
Like,
Even if you don't have the particular,
if you don't have that
group.
Right.
Which is, I guess, what they're saying is what he didn't know because he hadn't practiced it. He doesn't know all the special teams.
Because he just got activated.
In that situation.
Yes.
But
whatever. At some point, their instincts take over.
I know.
And so the instinct was this ball is coming toward you. Like, your instinct is to try to grab it and take your ass to the end zone.
Yeah.
But, listen, dude, if I can talk to you one-on-one, AO, because that's the only thing. Dude, this thing was not going anywhere.
season game
the whole thing. I mean, especially after Overshawn goes down, like it's literally just a mash unit at this point. They can't get healthy. Like it was not going to be the Cowboys year regardless of if they won this game or not, and even if they did and they won out the rest of the season, it's not this thing was not going anywhere. It really wasn't. And so just I get it, and I understand that you're sad, and I would be too. But dude, do not beat yourself up. This was not about one play or one person, because who the fuck knows what would have happened at that point? Who's to say Cooper Rush wouldn't have thrown a pick or fumbled or.
Right. I know.
You know what I mean? But you can't say we had the ball with 2 minutes. If we had the ball with 2 minutes to go and we've got Brandon
Something
Aubrey.
Something else would have happened.
You know what I mean? Who knows?
But the human mentality is to just assume that you would have.
Like, it's not like
gone on and won.
It's not like he missed a field goal from 30 yards with 2 seconds left. And you're like, well, fuck, if I would have made that, we would have won. Like. There was still so many things that could have happened one way or the other. I just hope that dude's not beating himself up too much, because, geez Louise, there is so much else wrong with this thing. And it really was not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is self-inflicted, but I think a lot of it is out of their control. Like, injuries have been like ridiculous for this team this year. And there's only so many times you can put duct tape on a hole in a boat or whatever they say about that shit.
But right.
It's like,
put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. I mean, there's just only so many things you can do to keep covering up for like all the holes that keep getting shot in this thing with injuries.
It's like a animal that's kind of like whimpering. It's like, just put them out of their misery. That's kind of where we're at right now. I did see, though, that I guess after the game, the media was all, of course, trying to talk to AO.
Yeah.
And CJ Goodwin, who's the captain of the special teams or whatever, veteran guy, was like protecting him at the locker.
Yeah.
And like saying like, okay, ask like your one or two questions, but leave this man alone. Because now it's like a mental health thing and y'all are, it's a fine line. Like, obviously that's who people want to hear from. But I like hearing that his teammates were kind of like trying to block for him, if you will.
Yeah.
And say, like, just give him some peace. Like, can you imagine? You know, and that's where sports gets weird to me because it becomes real. Too,
then it's like, yeah.
And then you've got this people with these microphones and.
Trust me, as someone who's been in those situations so many times, it's just, you feel weird being in those situations.
Right?
It feels awful. But it's also too, like, so many, especially in baseball, there's 162 games. If somebody blows a save, like, shit's going to happen.
Right.
And it always impresses me when those guys are literally just sitting in their locker. They haven't showered. They haven't gone to grab something to eat.
Waiting.
They're just sitting there waiting and they're like, okay, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to make myself available when the clubhouse opens. You know, for 5 minutes, if no one comes up to me, then I'm going to go through my routine. But they're like, you know, I need to get this out of the way. And, you know, but it's different when there's only 17 games. And it's a different, you know, football and baseball are two totally different worlds in a lot of respects.
And the Cowboys fans
in that way. I know.
Monday Night Football.
All the things.
All that. But yeah. Well, Cowboys lost. That was probably
the inevitable outcome
regardless.
And they're still going to, I mean, the whole coaching thing. I mean, they're still going to occupy plenty of our mind space for a while. But it's so funny, I don't hardly get on Twitter anymore. But I once during Cowboys games, it's almost like comical.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so as I was, you know, laying in bed, having a glass of wine, watching a Cowboys game by myself, just enjoying my life. I was like, I wonder what's going on Twitter. And then like, it just was like, it was right after the overshone. Cause I was trying to figure out what the, you know, diagnosis was or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just was like, and I guess this also speaks to my algorithm and who I follow. It's like overshone out. Like it was just the whole thing. I was like, okay, well, I've seen all I need to see here. You know, he's out and it's bad is basically what it was. But it's so crazy how I follow basically the same people that are saying the same shit.
Oh yeah. Over and over.
It's the timelines.
Yes,
the same.
It is. And I have in What's in Your Feed a couple more Cowboys X observations from Monday Night Football last night.
Okay. What about
some funny stuff?
Did you have something on Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah. I did. Did you see the little story?
Yes. So adorable.
So it was so sweet. It was in pregame.
Yeah.
About how he helped a kid who,
I think his name was Brixton.
Brixton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brixton's dream was to meet Ja'Marr Chase and all that. And I told you earlier in the show about how Ryder's really been struggling. And it's another thing I want to talk to you about because I saw y'all did like a nice service project and with your kids. And I've been trying to get Ryder to understand like that the problems in his brain are not that big of a deal. Like if I get screen time or not, you know,
right.
Or whatever it is, that there's a lot bigger things. And Ryder loves Ja'Marr Chase. He actually just recently got a Ja'Marr Chase jersey. He's been wearing it. He was wearing it in his Santa picture. So he was out there watching Monday Night Football and I was back in my room getting ready because I left and went to a little that favorite things party. But I saw the tease for it and I was like, oh, this is good. I was like, Ryder! I was like, you gotta come watch this, bud, because I knew it would be like a heavy, like, look how lucky you are, like that you have your health kind of thing. And he came back and he watched it and his like mind was blown. Like I actually, those pieces sometimes are cheesy because it's always the same and they play the same music and it's always, but I really love that. And they are really well done on Monday Night Football. And it was so good. It was such a good story. I found myself crying like pretty hard.
I cried all those. Like College game day, there's not a week I go by that I don't cry.
It's always like a kid.
Like it used to be like, Tom Rinaldi, like whoever they've gotten.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like, oh my God, is that your goal to make me cry? Congratulations, you achieved it.
I guess that's like their draw for
females,
you know, and it
worked. I don't know, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No, there's not. There's
enough bad shit going on in the world. If you've got time to tell me about some good stuff, please, by all means.
Well, and I liked, it was Michelle Beisner, who's married to Joe Buck, you know, that did the
story. Oh, yeah.
And so like her thing was, which is what we talk about all the time in our jobs or past jobs, whatever it is, how sports just brings people together.
It does.
And it's bigger than the game. It's bigger than what happens on the field because it's like if it weren't for him, if it weren't for this game, then that child wouldn't have had that experience. They think that child meeting him, like it inspired him to feel better, positive outlook, all that, like, and he's doing okay now. It was just really sweet. And I loved that my son could watch that and like see and realize how lucky he actually is right now that he's healthy, you know, and that you just never know what can happen. So maybe you can be grateful for the little things in your day that you think are
perspective is so hard to
for kids.
For kids.
And then it was his like guy that he loves, Jamar Chase. Yeah. It's so funny.
Listen, let's be real. Perspective is hard for adults.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guilty. Like it's hard. Like you need those like kicks in the ass sometimes.
You do.
You know, to be like, the fuck are you exactly complaining about? What exactly are you
right
so stressed out about, so worried about? Like, can we? We could go down this road for a very long time. But whenever because I was super, had a lot of anxiety as a child. And I remember going, like, there was a time when I was so anxious that I had this whole routine that I would do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That if I would wake up anxious, I would wake up and, like, go through a checklist of, like, okay, who am I worried about? Who do I care about? Are they okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was when my parents were going through a divorce. I mean, it was really young.
Yeah.
And
how old were you?
I was 5 when they divorced. Okay. So maybe it was after. It definitely wasn't when they were going through it. Why? Because I don't remember.
But not long after.
I don't remember 5. You're but like sometime in my my elementary school years that it was like, okay, is my dad okay? Is my mom okay? Is my sister okay? Is, you know, and I would go through this like checklist. And then if I would get to the end of the checklist and be like, okay, everyone's okay. Everything's okay. Then I'd be like, okay, I don't need to be worrying. Then I need to stop worrying because all of the things that are really important in my life are okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this weird exercise.
As a kid, you were doing
that. I did that with myself. And so I can't remember. I think I told my mom this. Uh-huh. So my mom was going, you know, has some anxiety and, you know, mental issues as far as like, you know, she's on antidepressants, all that kind of stuff. And I think I remember having that. Maybe it was with her. I don't know. It was with someone. That I would do that mental checklist. And sometimes I find myself, if I'm really in the weeds, like with shit going on and I'm feeling overwhelmed, I kind of go through that mental checklist of, okay, where are my kids? Where Mike? Where's, you know, this? Like, where is all of these things? And all of these things are fine. Then I need to chill the fuck out and just realize that everything, it's okay
good.
For right
yeah,
now.
That's good.
So it's like, it's
good
but
to
it's
have something
so
that works
weird
for you.
That I did that so early on in my life.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Like so it's kind of like that experiment. Like it's not an environmental thing really for you. It's like something that's born, you're born with.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe. I'm sure my
environmental things escalated it.
For
but,
sure.
But
for sure.
Like my parents got divorced and I didn't do that.
Right. Yeah. For sure. I just think, I don't know, you find different ways. And also, too, that allowed me, oh, God, I feel like we're in a serious therapy session
I know.
Here. That allowed me to be in control.
Yeah.
That allowed me to be in control of how I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, okay, then, like, I mean, these were conversations that would happen in my head. Like, okay, let's go through this. How's mom? How's dad? How's Sarah? And then I had this whole list of things. Probably some of them were totally, you know, not even that important, but they were important to me at the time.
Yeah.
And once I got, if I got to the end of the checklist and everything had the check mark, then I would be like, okay, then I need to just chill out. And then there would be sometimes where something wouldn't get checked off the list. And I would find myself focusing my attention on that to try to get it to a place where I could check it off the list.
And you're still kind of doing that. Like
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You've figured out what works for you and then.
Right.
You got to implement it and you know when you need to implement it so you don't have to freak out.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's like preventative.
Yeah. I feel like I should. It could probably be a really cool case study on me in my brain.
You need to go with Ryder to the neurological.
Kind of scared, honestly.
Well, that's good. Well, and whatever you're doing is working. You're super efficient. Mm. You know, so.
Sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do we even want to hit on stars and Mavs?
No, they're fine.
They're fine. Stars and Mavs are fine.
They're fine.
Okay.
Mavs are really good.
Mavs are really good. And they're playing in the cup thing?
They're playing in the cup thing that we're all supposed to really care about.
Yeah, but nobody does.
Yeah.
And then the Stars seem to be doing well.
Yeah, they had a big win at home.
And then they get a little break here.
Calgary. Yeah, and then they get a little break, but then they're going to be home for a while because they've been on the road a lot. So okay. Tyler Seguin's out, though.
Oh, I did hear that. That made me so sad.
He's out for a while. He's also about to have a baby, so.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Can you imagine how beautiful that baby is?
It's going to be so beautiful. Yeah.
That baby is, oh my, the genes on
I know.
Baby.
It's a little girl, too. So
oh,
she's gonna be,
stop.
It's so funny.
Oh, my God. He's going to be wrapped around her finger.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be smoking hot.
Yeah, she is.
That's weird to say about a baby. Sorry, Tyler and Kate. That was very awkward. You are going to have a beautiful baby girl.
She's going to be smoking hot.
So weird. So awkward. I'm so sorry.
We're weird.
Yeah.
They've come to expect it.
She's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
That's
She is. And so timing. She's
sorry.
I feel like it'd be weirder if you said it about a boy.
Okay, maybe it makes it better.
Yeah, just leave it to me to like find like.
Thank you.
Silver lining. Yeah, if you said about a boy, that'd be really creepy. Think about a girl. It's like you're complimenting her future self.
Okay.
Yes, sure. You are.
Okay.
Girl power. Let's now lift each other it. Up. Now you're gonna be a smoking hot baby. You're just getting ahead of the game. She's your girl. She's your girl.
She'd be like, "Who's the creepy 50-year-old woman that's telling me I'm smoking hot
when I'm still in my mom?" Like, I haven't even been born yet, lady.
It's predestined. Okay.
But yeah, he gets to at least recover from surgery while becoming a dad. So he gets some time.
Oh.
But
okay, would he be back for the postseason?
I think that's questionable.
Oh. But the NHL postseason lasts so long. Stanley Cup playoffs last so long.
He could probably be back for like the
second or third round.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's like 12, I feel like, in Stanley Cup.
Well, there's not a lot of rounds. They just take so long.
That's true, because they're all 7-game series.
Yes. Okay. And there's back and forth and back and forth.
And there's no like wild card like there is in baseball. And then division series, only 5 games. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Stars, besides that, they're in a good spot.
Okay. What's on our feed? Brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media.
Yes. Audrey Dolan's Media, if you've noticed our mom game social accounts, getting a bit of a glow up lately. It is all thanks to the lovely Audrey Dolan's and her company. Basically, what they do is they work with anybody who's trying to create, whether you're wanting to be an influencer, or you have a company and you need marketing help, or your company and you need social media help. You just need your graphics made, scheduled, posted, all of that. They can help you out. And they're awesome. They're kind of all hands on deck for you. It's been good for us. They tell us what they need. We give them X, Y, and Z, and then they take it and run with it. So as we all know, digital media, social media, and spreading your message that way is very important right now. And you can't just have some intern, you know, doing the stuff for you. You've got to have professionals at this point if you want to look professional, and they can do that for you. Audrey Dolan's Media, and she's a friend, and she's great.
She is a friend, and she is great.
Yes.
Okay. So you had a lot of hot sports opinions on the socials.
I did.
I don't know if we need to elaborate on it, but I want to get to all of them before they lose their social media relevance.
Yes.
Okay. The hot reporter tweet. I saw that.
You saw it.
Yeah.
So Ashley Shaw.
There was a couple of them.
Yes.
So there was another hot reporter. There was a hot reporter tweet that was positive. Like, oh, look at her. Speaking of, I just said a
I can't find fetus. The one I put out there that was negative. Like, I put it in our notes.
Oh, you did? I saw it. The one from like no one wants to see. It was like Holly Rowe, Laura Rutledge, and one other. No one wants to see these three talking about football.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that one was out there, too.
Yeah.
So
a lot of
there's a lot here.
Chicks and sports commentary going on right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I just thought this would be an interesting topic, obviously, because we've both, you especially, been on TV a lot. We've both done this and been the reporter and all of that. But the one that really took off was this girl, Ashley Shaw Hamadi.
Okay, she was the Big 12 championship.
So she covered the Big 12 championship between Texas and Georgia, and she did the Dr. Pepper, can you throw the ball in the whole game that somehow has existed. Like, everything's changed in the world a lot besides the Dr. Pepper throw the ball in the whole game.
And they are right. They are going to die on that hill.
This is our game.
That is our
We're
going to
have a big piece of cardboard, and we're going to cut a hole in it.
And you're going to try to
throw
football.
This ball in the hole. Yes. And everything else around you is going to be virtual reality and all kinds of shit, AI. But the Dr. Pepper throw the ball
cardboard
in the whole game.
Bowl. Yes.
That's what
cardboard.
We got. Yes. That's what we're rolling with. But in the gal who won it actually was pretty impressive. But that's not what everybody was talking about.
No.
Everybody was talking about Ashley Shaw Hamadi.
Okay.
Who.
What's her story? I didn't dig.
So she was doing baseball with Bally. I want to say.
Who was she covering?
Tampa Bay?
No, not
Tampa Bay.
I wonder if I've met her.
Maybe somewhere in Florida. I don't remember. Oh, no. Basketball. Sorry.
Okay.
Charlotte. It just clicked.
Okay, the Hornets.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she did do some baseball too, but she was like the embedded reporter with the Hornets for a long time. And I guess she got this ESPN gig and then they put her on this game and guys just started freaking hornballing out.
Okay.
Because they thought she was so hot.
Okay.
And I think also like her outfit was leather, short skirt, like like, you know, sleeveless, short skirt, leather, tan thing. And she's very tan and dark hair and beautiful. But, like, I don't remember the last time I saw a sports reporter go that viral.
Yeah, for being hot. Probably Aaron Andrews.
All pretty hot.
Yeah, but, I mean, maybe Aaron Andrews, but, I mean, back in the day was just, like, the hottest thing ever.
Did she have, like, a moment where, like, everyone discovered her? Because it was just crazy watching
this
unfold.
Are you really asking that?
Well, I know the people think.
Which
that sucks.
She
was already famous at that point.
She was, but that took her to another level.
Yeah.
And people who say she did that shit on purpose, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Like Dan.
I mean, that's so dumb. Give me a break.
Right.
Give me a break. Yeah, I don't know. And then I would get scared. I don't know. That would have to be really weird to, like, go viral for just being hot. Like,
right. So she's at this point 81,000 followers on X, 81,000, you know, and she had just broken into ESPN. Like,
I wonder how old she is. Where did she go to school? See, this is the problem. You go viral and now everyone's going to dig.
Well, yeah.
They want to know who you've dated. They want to know where you went to school. They want to know everything.
Uh-huh. And the next layer that everybody found out was that she was engaged. So all these men are like, all these internet dweebs that actually thought they were, like, what? Whole internet, man. And then all these people just saying, like, Ashley Shambody lookalike contest at my house, 10 o'clock tonight. Like, that was one of them. And, like,
good
and
one.
Then you have the people that are just making really gross comments about, like,
I know.
You know, they're.
Fortunately, I've never been hot enough for people to do this about me.
Well, isn't that good? Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Like, so, like, just this internet, and there's a group, there's a Facebook group that's Ticket Facebook. And, like, when I was on the Ticket, like, I would see it or it'd pop up on my feed more, and it's still there. And it's just like this shit, like, just
that's
these
so
guys
gross.
Posting pictures of boobs. Like, this is still a thing on public, like, social media platforms.
Yeah, say that for your private group chat.
Right?
Come
or,
on.
Like, your Pornhub or whatever. Like, do it behind closed doors.
You can't get on Pornhub anymore.
I know, but whatever took its place.
Yeah.
I mean, there's porn still.
Yeah, oh, I've heard.
But, like, when you see it cross over into just, like, your Twitter feed, because the girls, I was just, I don't know, just, like, come
like, just
on.
Let me horn dog out as much as possible.
And then are all these people, like, married, and their wife, like, thinks they're over there, like, I'm working, honey.
Yeah.
He's over there, like, ooh, 10 o'clock.
Oh, my god.
Looking like contest at my house, or, oh, I wish you guys could all see how hard I am right now. Not kidding. That's the stuff that was on X.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Julie. Bringing the heat.
That's my point. That's shocking.
I know.
When you're reading it on X about, like, this sweet girl that just is doing her job, but that's the world. Like, that, it just was one of, because I guess I hadn't seen it happen, and I was actually watching that game too with Kelly.
So all I saw was the tweet that you sent me, which was just like her in a still shot. It wasn't like she was like, well, hello, contestants.
No.
I mean, she just looked like she was a cute, stylish, hot, stylish girl, you know, doing her job.
Yes, and then that turns into like, she wanted the attention because why was she wearing that? And it's like, not even that bad.
My God.
Like,
let me see.
And so her skirt was like a little short, but like, but then people were like, oh, I like
it. And she's wearing like a mock turtleneck. Sorry, she's jacked and looks great. And she's wearing tall boots. And I would wear that tomorrow.
And then there were people talking about like, oh, I'm so glad that she's chunky. I like that chunky. Those chunky thighs, like just so many comments that I.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and I don't know.
Dude, if I look like that, I would wear that every day.
Yes, she's gorgeous.
So, you know,
she's
beautiful.
Seems like super, she's very smiley and cute and sweet
and pretty.
It's it was just like a moment where it's like, oh, and I was sitting there watching.
Here
with
we are.
Kelly, like we were with another couple, and both of the guys, you know, they're sitting there with their wives. They're not going to horn out like that. But they were both like, they were like, oh, who's.
And listen, there's
who's
nothing. Yeah,
oh. We thought it was Jenny Dell. It wasn't.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Like, it's like if I see someone like, listen, if, you know, Usher pops up on my Super Bowl halftime, I'll be like, hey, you know, but there's nothing wrong with that. But like, do we really need to get online and talk about, you know, the state of our nether regions and how soft or hard they are? Like, so weird. Like,
so weird.
What are you guys doing?
It was bizarre.
It is bizarre. But yeah,
it's just,
I
like
mean,
at the core of it, men are hornballs, and they always have been, always will be, still are.
And the, you know, and there are more women watching and paying attention to sports now than they ever have, but it's still a very male centric world. And I mean, I remember when I first started, I told this, we had a luncheon, a tech luncheon last week. And, you know, that was back before social media, but there was message boards.
Yeah.
I remember when I was named sports director and I would do stuff. And then like somebody would like start by saying like, you know, Emily Jones sucks at her job. And be like, okay. And then it would turn into like a whole thread. Like I'd do her with a bag over her head. I wouldn't do her. It's like, well, this
cool.
This is like, amazing. Well, thank you for the offers. Frank
from freaking Nowhereville. I'm so glad to know that you would do me with a bag.
Yeah. Hey, Reckham 1982. Let me bring my bag and meet you at the blue light. Like, the fuck? Like, it's so weird. And it's so weird to be on the receiving end of it. And then there's the whole thing of like, yeah, well, you shouldn't wear that. Well, like, you know, I don't know. I'm just fortunate that I'm not that hot and that I'm so old.
What do you, though? Doesn't that make you feel good?
No, stop.
You put that on your resume. Reckham 57236 would do me.
With a bag over my head.
But Reckham 57224
is a hard pass.
Needs a bag over my head.
I mean, it's just, sadly, it's just part of it. But the beautiful thing about being 47 and having popped out two kids, basically with pregnancies like on full display for the world to see, is it, and not being that hot, it's just really not a problem I have to face. So sorry for all you young hots out there.
What happens is then people start to love you for who you are. Well, and that's what has happened.
But yeah, it sucks.
But yes.
And I, you know, and it's the landscape social media wise and all that has changed so much since I started. But yeah, it's some things will never change.
Yeah, because then it was like I saw it happen. I was reading, and then it's like the next day it was like on People magazine. It was like, a star is born. Like, look at all this attention this reporter got, and now she's like big, you know?
Yeah, same thing with like that Hawk Tua girl.
Yep.
And now she's like, could go to fucking jail.
At least
jail.
Gal was talent.
Hawk Tua. Right. And she just spit on that thing.
Yes.
And now she's like, could go to jail for some
trading something. Update?
Oh, there's we'll have to table that. We'll put that in our notes.
Put it back in the tackle box.
Put it back in the tackle box. Oh. Okay. That was took a lot. What is Jason Kelsey learning about Love TV and crashing?
Live TV.
Oh, live.
So did you see Jason on the pregame?
I don't guess I did. What pregame?
Pregame for Monday Night Football last night. He's on Monday Night Football, you know.
Okay. I think I saw, we may have been at dinner.
Okay. And I only really saw pregame, and then the rest I just caught up on after because I went to that party. But I watched the pregame and Jason Kelsey is on set now.
Okay.
With the guys. And it's funny because he said, he had the moment where he like threatened or didn't punch a fan, but took his phone and threw it down.
Remember
a few weeks ago. Yep. It's like now that he's this famous, he's learning. And then they throw him up on Monday Night Football. They're like, oh, Jason Kelsey, we can get in on this. And he is good. But there's something to be said for like the experience and the training and like understanding the magnitude of this.
Yeah.
When you're on national television.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, you know, they did this Simpsons.
Yeah.
Broadcast or whatever, the alternate broadcast
where
the football game looked like Simpsons family players playing the game or whatever, which my kids loved, by the way. Kelly said I wasn't there, but so they had Mina Kimes come on and she was Simpsonified, and so it was like her little character, and she said we're in wherever the
Springfield.
Yeah, we're in Springfield, you know, and some people call it the butthole of the armpit of America. Like, and then they comes back to, and so she made a joke. The guys go back on set. They're all laughing because it was funny. Like, you're the butthole of the armpit or the armpit of the butthole, whichever one she said. It was pretty funny. And so they're all laughing, ha ha, broing out. And then they go, and we're actually, now we're here at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. And Jason Kelsey goes, yeah, AT&T Stadium is actually the butthole of America. And it was so funny seeing it on live TV.
Sick burn.
Because they all stopped. Because, like, just think how much involvement Jerry has in all of this.
But he also too has to realize, like, he played for the Eagles for 800 years.
But you can't.
They hate the Cowboys. Right.
Of course. And that's why he said it.
Yeah.
To him, like, that's what he would say on the podcast with Travis.
For sure.
And it'd be, they'd laugh, whatever.
But now he's got to be buttoned up and polished.
Yes. And it was so funny because his friends, the guys on set who are so bro-y with him, just let him hang.
They're like, back away.
Let him hang out to dry. And they're like, ooh. And he's like, and then he's just sitting there talking.
We're going to distance.
What? What? And then he did a Dan McDowell. He said, we're having fun here, right? He's like, we're having fun. Mina Kimes said that. And I played for the Eagles. And they
I
were
got
all
jokes.
Just looking at him. I was like, oh, my God.
If that doesn't show you the power that Jerry Jones wields in the NFL, yeah, nothing will.
They didn't even laugh. For a second. It was hilarious.
You got nothing.
So I had to point that out. And then I went and was looking around on X about this. And I also saw, I guess he was driving around some helmet at AT&T Stadium, like some random helmet car Eagles event.
Okay.
Whatever it was. He was driving around some random helmet car and it fell and like crashed and spun. And no one really heard about it or saw about it, but it was hilarious if you see the video. That was all in the same day. So I'm like, oh, bro, like he's had a day.
I feel like he's good fun, though.
He's great fun.
Yeah.
But I am going to have to listen to the New Heights podcast now to hear him talk about all of that. Oh, but it's just so funny. We're having fun here, no?
Yeah, come on.
Like, hey, no, guys. You can't diss Jerry like that. You can't diss AT&T Stadium and Jerry Jones.
Not in his house.
And then he goes, oh, this was a good one, too. We're having fun here. I love Dallas. We got the cowboy hats because the guys on set were wearing cowboy hats.
Stop it.
It's because...
Look at that.
I actually love it. I'm wearing a cowboy hat.
Look at me.
Oh, my God. It's like that commercial. Need a Snickers?
Yeah.
You need to get away.
Oh, yeah. That's Southwest.
Southwest is Wanna Get Away. But what was the Snickers one? The Snickers one was like.
Oh, maybe that was Snickers.
Yeah, I think it was. Because the Snickers had those commercials where they'd put you in a situation where you can't wait to get
Wanna
out
Get
of.
Away. No, you're right.
Yeah. But Wanna Southwest? Get Away is Southwest is.
Maybe they're owned by the same company.
Snickers is. Are you feeling hungry?
Oh, Snickers.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Okay.
And then Wanna Get Away is Southwest.
Yeah.
So are you feeling hungry? You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Got it.
Thank you, voice of God.
Voice of God. Danny. Okay, Dak, what is this?
Oh, did you also see, it's very cool, like with his foundation, how he, part of his foundation is getting more people doing cancer screening tests.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
And so he implemented this for the Cowboys coaching staff.
Oh, I did see this story.
Yeah.
They had it on the game last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they did the Cowboys did a big feature on it too, which was going around on social media. But it was very cool because his mom passed away from cancer. Yep. And so this is something that is important to him. And they did, because of Monday Night Football, I think it got a lot of attention last night. But he basically is advocating for, there's these tests now. And I just think it's so interesting. There's these tests that you can do that tell you if you have any markers for high risk of cancer, any of the various forms of cancer that it really seems like everybody should be doing.
Yeah.
Like if it's there, but it was important to Dak to have the coaching staff and some of the other staff for the Cowboys tested. And it sounded like from listening to the story. So the guy who took, the PR director's place after, I forget the last guy's name, that got in trouble for the upskirts.
Rich Dalrymple.
There it is. Dalrymple. Thank you. So the guy that took his place is named Tad. And Tad, it sounds like just by proxy, like by hanging around with the coaches, Dak was like, well, why don't you do one of these tests too? Like, you're here. Like, whatever. Do this test. Because I think it's an expensive test. So Dak covered it for the whole team and everything else.
Yeah.
That guy turns out had cancer.
Yeah.
And so it basically saved his life. And so to hear Dak and then sitting by the head of communications kind of telling this story, it was really cool. And it's interesting too because Dak's not playing right now, so he's in his leg brace and he was just more taking on he's more of
fatherly.
Part of the team, and he's like, I love him. And then it was important to Mike McCarthy to get this done for the whole coaching staff, and Dak was talking about how much he loves Mike McCarthy. And I'm just wondering, it did make me wonder, I don't know, he just seems like he's more in the fabric of the team right now than a quarterback. He's very beloved.
And that's what everyone talks about with him, that he does the right things. He says the right things. I think it's like I've talked about for a million years with a million different athletes, especially when they're young. It doesn't take much to just be a good person and to just do, little things that's going to give you so much grace in terms of the media.
Yeah.
To where they're going to focus on not just your play, but they're going to factor in what you bring, those intangible things that you bring to the table that don't show up on a stat sheet. And that I believe is absolutely a huge part of a player, of a team, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That it's not, there is a psychological and mental advantage that Dak has by doing all of these things that none of them take place on a football field that gain him not favor and admirability, that contribute to who he is on the field.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you want somebody like that, that you.
Yeah. And that trust, shit matters. But, yeah. It's not inconsequential. It matters.
It matters. Even if he's throwing. And just in the same time,
just in the same way that it matters if you're a giant a-hole publicly, and you're a giant a-hole to your teammates, and you're selfish and all that kind of stuff. All those things contribute, whether they're positive.
Well, and especially if you're Dak and you literally have people like putting their body on the line to protect you.
For sure.
Like, you want them to like you.
Yeah.
But it was a really cool story, and also just kind of another way that these teams, and I think you're obviously a good person to show this, but like, teams and employees are all now merging more as one, you know, just like the staff and the quarterback, like, they're up here doing this and caring about each other and loving, supporting each other. And that's why,
Well, and that's when you're in a role like Dak is, that's what makes it so impactful, is because you're talking about probably one of the most important roles within the organization.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's taking that lead, and what that shows to the other guys on that team, that they're going to take note of that.
Right.
They're going to remember that. If they go somewhere else, they're going to think, I remember what Dak did to, you know, make us all feel like one. The whole like psychology of sports to me is so fascinating, just having been around it for the last 25, 30 years, that I, for one, maybe over appreciate it, but I appreciate it so much.
Same.
And I feel like that's going away so much because of the analytics and the numbers that are involved, and people want to poo poo shit like that. But I'm like, I'm telling you,
it matters.
Makes a fucking difference.
It matters a lot. It matters how you treat the players' wives when they're trying to decide if they want to stay here or not.
Absolutely.
Like, and how you treat their family.
100%.
Like, so everyone should lean into it.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah. Well, I mean, you look at like Jacob deGrom on our team. Jacob, he didn't pitch after like April 15th or whatever. I mean, it was later than that. But Jacob and his wife, his family were so much a part of that Rangers team, you know, all through the run in 2023. Like, stuff like that matters.
Yep.
You know, anyway, I could go on forever and ever.
We could.
Okay. So one more thing. You did have one more. You had the Taylor Swift era's mom memorabilia.
I did. Okay. I feel like I'm being deep today. I don't know why. All my things are deep, but I think it's good to be deep sometimes.
Yeah.
Taylor just ended her era's tour, of course. And that's kind of what everybody's been talking about. It created boost in the economy, she made a ridiculous amount of money, and then there were all these headlines too. Here it is: she wrapped after 149 shows, 520 hours on stage, $2.07 billion in ticket sales, the highest grossing tour ever, over 10.
And did she bonus her people like a ridiculous amount?
She bonused every single person, like whether you were the videographer or the choreographer or the dancer or the people driving the trucks, like a ridiculous amount of money afterwards. So it was just like as good as it could have possibly gone, in more is how well it went for her. So I stayed up way too late. I watched her last show, and it was in
like
Vancouver.
Live.
Yeah. Like sometimes I've been doing the live streaming thing. So,
judgment.
This whole level of Swiftie-ism that's gotten to me. You know this.
I do.
So
you're a Swift stan.
There's a gal named
Taylor,
like,
stan.
Yes. There's a gal named Tess who started streaming, like, you know, on Twitch or whatever.
Yeah.
You sit in your little spot and you can pull up like feeds. So she'll take somebody that's at the concert, will roll on it and then send it to her or whatever. And then Tess like blast it out on
She's
Instagram.
Like a director at
yes.
from her house
yes.
on the Eras Tour.
Yes. And now she's famous, by the way.
Sure she is.
Yes. And so that's how I and many other Swifties were able to watch the shows that
you got on our Twitch stream?
No, it's on Instagram and YouTube.
Oh.
So it's somebody that is there with their phone
and
recording
she's
the show.
Pulling.
She's pulling their feed.
Okay.
So like they'll live stream it on their Instagram or whatever.
Technology is
it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
So like that, I watched a lot of Taylor's shows that way. And then the last show was Sunday night in Vancouver. And everyone thought that something big was going to happen. And she was even like counting down, you know, doing
what did
a
they
countdown.
Think? Like she was going to get engaged or something?
No, like, well, she's still got a lot of things to release, like the Taylor's version of Reputation. She's got
this girl.
She's re-releasing all of her music, right?
Yeah.
And she's only done a couple of the albums. So everybody's been waiting for Reputation to get released. re-released Taylor's version of Reputation, that album, and then she still needs to do the debut album.
Marketing genius.
Oh my god, no kidding. And then also apparently she's already working on another album, which is going to be probably called Karma. Like the song Karma was going to be an album, then it turned into a song, so she's going to have an album called Karma, and the color is going to be orange for her that new era. And then in her Eras Tour book that she put out, which was recapping the whole tour, like in her words at the end, it was like, see you next era. So all these people were freaking like, what's next? And so the last show, there were all kinds of like thoughts.
If orange is in there, it's also what you make when you, it's what you get when you mix yellow and red. Chiefs colors.
Makes
orange.
Oh, you're clowning now. That's what they call, that's what we call it.
Clowning?
Yeah, we're clowns. Like, because we're so obsessed with coming up.
Okay. Well, throw that one out there to your clown group and let me know how it goes over.
Yeah. I feel like my deep thought, though,
okay,
from this, I don't know, maybe we should hold it because it is.
You want to hold it?
Yeah, it's like a good conversation.
Okay.
And it came from a lyric of hers that she played on her final show, one of her surprise songs.
Well, I did see a thing of the okay, so I'm putting on here, Julie gets emotional about Tater.
Tater. Yeah, let's hold it because it'll be good.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay. We do have to talk about, we don't have any guests today. Thank God, because Lord, we've been yapping.
Oh, yeah.
TMG happenings. We've got some happenings to pass along, and that is brought to us by our friends at Early Bird. Hopefully, you were able to take advantage of that kick-ass, like, Cyber Week sale that they had. Lucky for you, if you didn't, we still have our code MOMGAME20, which is active and good for 20% off your first order online. You can use this once, even if you've ordered previously. If you haven't used this code yet, it is still good at earlybirdcbd.com. Don't forget, Early Bird is what we rely on to... Actually, I forgot to mention in my awesome night last night that I did pop a couple Early Birds.
Yeah, before Early Bird and Cowboys.
Before I got in those sheets. so yeah, earlybirdcbd.com. Use that code MOMGAME20 at checkout. That gets you 20% off. The reason Early Bird is so fantastic is there is a microdose of THC from hemp, which gives you that little zen feeling where it feels good. You feel relaxed. For me, it helps me sleep, calms down that checklist in my head. So, you know, it's helpful for just bringing you down a notch, helping you sleep, all those good things. So, and I want to talk to Eric because there is some news about THC, in the headlines these days. So we'll have to reach out to him.
Yeah.
If not, I'll be stocking up, hoarding.
I know.
Shit.
I brought them to my favorite things party last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Good word.
Yeah. Well, we're going to follow up on that. We're going to put that,
I'm
going to put that in the tackle box.
Okay. Sounds good. Eric.
Okay. So we got some happenings.
TMG happenings that are going on. Of course, you know that we are partnered with North Texas Food Bank here on the Mom Game, and they had the Face of Hunger campaign going for a while, which is basically just spreading the word that there is a major need for your help. One in five North Texas children are facing hunger. That's more than 286,000 kids. And they were, this is thanks to the Beaumont Foundation of America and Salmons Enterprises, doubling the difference for neighbors, whereas your gift will go two times as far. Every dollar provides access to six meals.
Also, little teaser, it's going to get tripled later on.
Oh.
It's going to, like, very soon. We'll let you know when it gets tripled.
Okay, whatever day that is, because triple is better than double, and that means you are doing more good. But they do have an event coming up that we're going to try to go to, and we're also going to help promote, and it's in February. But they just released tickets for their Empty Bowls event, which is going to be a great time. It's a fun, like, you get to try a whole bunch of different types of food, cuisine, all of that, and it's a fun social event. So stay tuned. We'll have more information on that. We're actually going to have a special link, but that event is Thursday, February 27th. So just put in your calendar, and then we will have that link for you.
I want to go to that.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it in my calendar.
I need to put it in my skylight.
Put it in your skylight. And then they're still going to give us a link, right, Em?
Yes, the link is coming. There's a special link for Mom Gamers.
Yeah,
Stand by for that. We'll put it on our social channels. It should be probably by the time the show's out, we'll have it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So thank you to North Texas Food Bank. And if you're trying to decide, kind of like me right now, like, I want my kid to do something, I need to do something, I want to give back, how can I help? North Texas Food Bank is a perfect place for you to turn.
Yeah. Okay. That was fun. Thank God we didn't have a guest, for love. We've been talking for like...
Well, that was the idea.
It was the idea.
It's a talking show.
It is a talking show. The other thing I did want to say, because you were asking about it, like the whole gift thing we do with the girls.
Yes.
So it's become a little tradition. I think this is our second or third year to do it. So there's a program in Fort Worth called Adopt a Panther, which is like with our pyramid school system, like the high school that we and will end up, my kids will end up at, is Paschal. They have a thing. They're the Paschal Panthers. Adopt a Panther. And so they identify, you know, families who need, you know, some a little assistance over the holidays. By the way, the Do It for Dirt Foundation also helps families in need. If you know of anyone, reach out to your girl. So you basically get a family. And then what we do is this sweet friend of mine, Caroline, organizes everything. She gets the lists, and then the girls all go in cars and they go to Target and they have the list, and then they, you know, get the list for each of the kids and some for the parents, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we came back to my house, and then they wrap all the presents. And it's neat because hearing them say stuff like, wait, they're asking for something that like they would never ask. Yes. They're asking for, like, they put that on their list. Like, that's stuff that parents just shoved down our throats, and stockings, whatever. But so it gives them a good perspective, and then they get to wrap them and all that kind of stuff. And then we deliver to a church drop off that will then distribute them to the families. Everything remains anonymous because it's not, nobody in high school or junior high, whatever, wants to have known, whatever. So they give them like names, like we had the candy cane family or the whatever family. But it does, like, it's a good, we talked about perspective earlier in the show. Like, it's just a good, like, hey, you spoiled little brats. Like, it's not just about getting all the things, and you want to provide a magical, you know, reason for the seeds. I mean, a magical experience for your kids. Everybody does. But like at the end of the day, it's all about that perspective, and like, how do we balance all of those things? And so that's a fun little thing that we do.
Yeah.
It's fun, and the girls get to get together and do it. And then, but they also see, like, this is what it's like to shop for. This is what it costs. It costs a lot of money to provide a really cool Christmas for children. And I don't know.
I think it's important.
It's a fun idea. And I think anything you can do, like, to remind, especially our young ones, that they get so much. And it's hard to keep your kids, not yours, mine, all of ours, grounded. And like, to give them that perspective, I think is huge. So anyway, shout out to Adopt a Panther and my girl Caroline for keeping that going with our group.
Yeah.
So I hope to make it a tradition. I told him, I even said this, and I hope I don't regret it, but I was like, next year I'd like to host like a little fun, fancy brunch for the girls since they will be in middle school. And then I'm like, what did I just do? But I think it would be fun.
It would be fun because
really they just do it. It's like Fast and Furious. They like shop and then wrap and then out the door. And usually girls have got basketball games or whatever. But I was like, it would be nice for us to like sit down and like talk about,
you know,
like let's reinforce this. Let's hit it home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like whatever. Have a speaker or something.
We'll see. Yeah.
You know, cause that's one of the things, like I want my kids to,
oh, that's a good point.
Like I want my kids, I'm trying to find something, and I reached out to the Birthday Project.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. And hopefully they'll get back, but it's the one that Jordan Spieth's wife, I think she runs it or started it.
Oh, I can tell. Let me, my friend Laura Moses.
Oh, okay.
She is on Jordan's team.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah, because if we wanted to talk about it here, you know, or whatever.
We need to get Laura on the show.
Yeah. It's a very cool concept. And what I liked about it is that you're throwing a birthday party for these kids that otherwise wouldn't have one. And I think birthday parties in our worlds have gotten so ridiculously out of control that it might, it's easy to do. But to have the kids actually go and like see somebody and how excited they are to have that there's people that A, threw them a party, B, showed up for them.
Right.
You know, so I really want.
And Laura doesn't run Birthday Party Project, just to be clear, but she does work with Jordan. And so I'm sure she would be able to put us in touch with whoever to talk about that. No, I think that's.
Yeah. So that's
not on my list.
That's kind of like my dream one that I could somehow get. Anna might be too young, but definitely Ryder needs a sense of reality, like a reality check.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, this was fun.
It was good.
I'm glad we had. I mean, do we have anything to talk about next week?
Oh, yeah. Our tackle box is full.
Our tackle box is full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why I just moved my wine glass.
I didn't either.
Acrobat.
All right. Mom came out.
Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3. See you next week. We'll be back here one more time in studio. Then we're remote the week of Christmas. And then we have the Best Of show.
Best Of.
How are you doing on our clip?
Great. Feeling it. They're pretty much awesome. Done.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you next week from the Coppola Studios.
Mom Game Out.
Mom Game Out.